Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It was August 17th, 1971. I flew to Texas with Lynn Long. Now, that's a name that some of you do remember. And Lynn and I were to enter the Bible Baptist Seminary, not as a couple, just simply as two of us going at the same time to Texas. I registered for the draft on August the 19th. The following Monday, I enrolled at the Bible Baptist Seminary, and on Tuesday, I began school. I graduated in May of 1975. Now, I wish now that I had graduated about 2 or 3 years later. I should not have been in such a hurry to graduate. But I began working for the Covenant Baptist Church on the first Sunday of September 1975. How many of you can remember 1975? You can remember it. I'm not talking about, were you born? You can remember it. Okay, there are some of you, you're close to being as old as me. A couple of days before I was to leave for Arlington, Texas, my mother took me to the laundry room to give me a quick lesson on how to wash my clothes. Now, that's pretty important for a college student, right? Going off to college where mother had already taken care of it. And she said, number one, you don't wash your white shirts with colors. That's right, with the dark. You just don't do that. It never dawned on me. I just figured you threw it all in there together. You know, make it simple. But I was told that this is what you do. And so I was probably a week or 10 days later, I found myself in the laundry room there in the boys' dorm. And I had clothes that were washing. And I went out the back door of the dorm and I sat down on a rock wall. And it was sandstone. And someone had carved into the sandstone these words: but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. 2 Corinthians 4:3. Now, I am not a gifted person when it comes to memorizing. I remember a vacation Bible school where we were supposed to memorize Psalm 23. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I dislike that vacation Bible school more than any other one in my whole life. I just did. The idea of having to memorize has never been a strong suit. I remember when I was in Major Minor Prophets, we had to memorize Isaiah chapter 53. I had nightmares. Mrs. Middleton memorized it the first time she read it. Is that unfair? Isn't that literally unfair? Yeah. But I have never forgotten 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. To me, it's what the church is all about. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Shall we stand together if you're able? We're going to read this section of scripture that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. And he sent these words to a church that was situated in a society much as ours today. Carnal, corrupt, religious, because our society has lots of religion. Desiring to be entertained. Beginning at verse 1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come and to be here at this time. Bless these words that have been read. And Lord, we now pray that as the sermon is given, it could be of an encouragement to those that are here. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. We'll continue to read verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Now, I must admit that 45 years ago, I never thought that I would still be the minister or working here at the Covenant Baptist Church. I would have thought by long ago that I would have either moved on or you would have asked me to move on. But you've been more than gracious and allowed me to stay. But the rest of the sermon, you can just play that recording at my funeral. Because the rest of what I'm going to say is what I want preached at my funeral. You say, Pastor Paul, do you know when that's going to be? In a few days. Now you say, a few, what does a few mean? Well, what does a few mean? We don't know. Who knows? But if our gospel be hid, can I ask you something? Don't raise your hand, but do you have some money hid in your house? Most likely you have some money hid in your house, right? Most likely you have something in your house that's hidden. It's a treasure, or it's something special. But when it comes to our salvation in Jesus Christ, are we to hide it? It's a treasure. What are we supposed to do with it? Share it. Share it. Now, I'll be honest with you. There's some chocolate chip cookies on my desk in my office. I'm not sharing them. But when it comes to our gospel, what are we supposed to do? We're to share it. We're to share it. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. It is hid to them that are lost. The word lost here means those that have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I do not care if you have religion. I do not care if you've been baptized by every church in the neighborhood. I don't care if you think you're a good person. If you have not come to that point in your life when you went before the Lord and asked for forgiveness of your sins and asked for salvation for your eternal soul, you are not saved. You are lost. Take your Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I had so many verses we're turning to this morning that I had to use two different Bibles, one for Sunday school and one for the morning service. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Ephesians 2, verse 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. That means spiritually dead. wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
For his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, who are under the power of the evil one. Romans chapter 10, if you would, please. We'll be going to Romans a number of times this morning, as time allows. Romans chapter 10, beginning at verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? The word of God needs to be expounded. The word of God needs to be preached and taught. And people need to hear, because people need the Lord. And if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Titus chapter 3, if you would, please. Titus chapter 3. It's a short little letter that Paul wrote to Titus. And it has this one portion of scripture that I find very encouraging. Chapter 3, beginning at verse 4. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. What a blessing. What a treasure. That he was willing to save Paul Madonna. Can I tell you this? And I don't want you to think that I want you to say, oh no, that you are special. There's nothing special about Paul Madonna. When I was graduating from Stevenson High School, I was middle of the class. I missed so much of first grade, they should have held me back. I had so much sickness in first grade. But they didn't. And I struggled through school. And it was difficult at times. And going on to Bible college and having to work and going to school, it was a difficult time. And then for some reason, this young lady fell in love with me. And I still marvel at that thought. And you know, you think, well, Pastor Paul, well, you know, you've been in the ministry 45 years and I'm still scared to death to get up here. Okay? Still scared to death. Usually I'm hiding back here, okay? But God has decided that he wanted me to be a preacher. God has a sense of humor. I have difficulty with my eyes. I don't know if you know this, but my eyes bounce when I'm reading. I have to really concentrate to keep my eyes going along sentences. But in view of all that, God still loves me. Isn't that amazing? God loves you. What's special about you? I mean, you think about it. When you compare yourself to God, what's special about you? And yet God loves you. He loves you. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Hebrews 13:12, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. With his what? Own blood. We are saved by the blood of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. We live in a society of spiritually blind people who are bouncing around between this theory and that theory when all the time the Word of God is available. We just read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, to the prince of the power of the air. Who is the prince of the power of the air? Satan is. And he has control over what's going on over the airwaves. Be careful where you're going on the internet. Be careful where you're going when it comes to Facebook and to other areas that you look on with your phone. Be careful. Our enemy desires to deceive us. Be careful. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Timothy 3:7, I think, describes well our society ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. We have so many people who have such great educations and know nothing because they do not know Jesus Christ. The book of John, if you would, please, chapter 1. John, chapter 1. Now remember, I want this preached at my funeral. What song do I want sung? It is well with my soul. Okay. John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who is the Word? Jesus Christ. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The light shines, and yet people seem to be blinded, so they do not see the light. Verses 9 and 10. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. I believe it's Psalm 19 that tells us that the heavens, what? Declare the glory of God. No person can say, I didn't know. God is evidence in what is out there. Isn't the earth something amazing? Do you like water? Don't you like it when it rains? What happens if it doesn't rain for a while here? What happens to the ground, the grass? Begins dry, turns brown, and you either have to water it or you have to wait for the rain. Don't you like water? Isn't it amazing? Who created it? Well, the evolution, it says it's here by chance. Well, how can that be? How can it be? God created it, and it declares his glory. Isaiah 55, if you would, please. Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and bringeth it forth, forth the bud, it shall give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be with that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. Shall not return unto me void. The word of God is important. Got a letter yesterday from Brother Ray, who works for the BIMI Bible Foundation, and they have just sent 10,000 Bibles to Scotland to give out. May I say this? You're privileged to have the Word of God. You're blessed. There are people in our world that have no Bibles. You say, Scotland? What has happened? They drifted. They were once a great nation for sending forth the gospel. Now they need missionaries sent there. What about America? How many of you know that there are people who come to America now as missionaries? They're coming here. Why? Because America has become a mission field. Because if the gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Even in America, there are those who have no clue of what the Word of God is all about. 2 Timothy 3:15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Hast known. What a privilege it is to know the Word of God. I am running out of time. I have a number of verses that my mother taught me that I wanted to share with you. Can I say it's a blessing to have had Christian parents? It was a blessing. Would you turn to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4? Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Who is saying that in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4? If you have a red letter edition like this one is, you know that it's Jesus. Is Jesus just making up words here? No, he's quoting from the book of Deuteronomy. We need to know the word. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. It's hard to win someone to Christ if we don't know the scriptures. Right? So we need to know. Mark chapter 8, if you would, please. Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8, verse 36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I don't care how much you have in your bank account or your in your portfolio, how big your house is, how nice your cars. If you don't have Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have what? You have nothing. Nothing of real value. It's knowing Jesus Christ. Now, if we know Christ as our Savior and we have been blessed with those other things, praise God. What a blessing. And to whom much is given, much is expected. But the Word of God is important. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, if you would please. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Begin reading at verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. If you would, the book of Revelation, chapter 12. Do you have favorite verses in the Bible? This is one of my favorite. Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11. May it be our testimony. May it be our thoughts. May it be our desires. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. What's our testimony today? But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In conclusion, do you like that word? Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. 45 years. May I say this? That God has blessed the Covenant Baptist Church. That God has given us people who have been willing to share the gospel, not only here but around the world. Verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now down to verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Shall we stand together? I know we have been in the book of James, and then we began 1 Peter last week, but I thought I'd take a detour this week and give you some personal thoughts from the Scriptures. Our song of invitation is 381, Jesus is calling. But he's not only calling the lost to come to him for salvation, but he calls the believer, stay close. Stay close. Don't wander away. Don't make me have to come find you. Jesus is calling. Can you hear him? Oh, not with the naked ear, but spiritually, can you feel him tugging on your heart, desiring for you to stay close? Dear Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, now that you would bless this invitation time. May the Spirit move. And Lord, may your hand of blessing be seen in lives being given to you. And we ask it in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.